Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2020, a new year. It's the perfect opportunity to take your business to the next level by hiring the right people. But finding qualified candidates can be challenging. ZipRecruiter.com/begin makes it easy. ZipRecruiter sends your job to more than 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes and finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlighting the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/begin. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BEGIN. ZipRecruiter.com/begin. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Happy hour.
Yeah.
With my best friend of 40 years, Dr. Wanda von Kleist.
Yes.
Hello. Or as Robert in Florida calls her, Dr. Juggs. I don't know that, Dr. Juggs. For those of you paying for the video cast, it's worth it this week.
Uh-huh. Wow, wow.
You said, in the era of Me Too, I won't comment, but then you did admit the fact that you asked me if I would like to hold them up sometimes.
Well, I just wanted to demonstrate the fact of the burden of how heavy they
are
that I have to carry 24/7 and hence the need for a breast reduction potentially.
I have a friend who had one.
Yeah. My mom had one for the very same reason.
Dr. Nicole can take care of that for you. However, I believe there are many. Sean, how many people do you think have already signed up online? I would like to help carry Dr. Wanda's drugs.
Just for scientific purposes,
sure.
To prove that they're that heavy.
For medical reasons.
But you are here to talk about the psychological burden we carry. Did you fucking see, this thing, press conference
he just gave? Deep.
About Iran. And so, no, I was saying it's been fascinating having you here in our little twin Barcalone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Watching this because we're right? First of all, last night we were talking about how psychotic is this tweet, you know, it's good. So far, so good. After like this, and then he was supposed to speak last night. He was announced he was going to speak. He didn't.
Right.
Today, he was a half hour late. Everybody on Twitter is saying he clearly seems drugged, mm-hmm. mentally unwell.
Adderall is trending.
Yes.
On Twitter right
it
now.
It is.
Slurring his words. What? Seriously, Wanda, do you have, I know this again, they always say you can't diagnose you if it's not your patient, but the slurring and the sniffing, what is that indicative of to you?
Well, the slurring and the sniffing, it could be many things. I mean, it could be medication. It could be cognitive impairment. It could be a lot of things. But
could be cold.
It could be a cold.
Well, it's been going on a long time.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes. You know,
Monica Lewinsky? Oh, you weren't asking who said that. I'm sorry. Okay. What? I thought we were doing Guess the Quote.
it could be a lot of things, but the reality is when you have someone that has a severe mental illness in one of the most powerful positions on the planet, where people tend to defer and already assign
and enable
because of the power of it, It is such an incredibly dangerous situation. And if you just look at how we treat mental illness in general, we still have got to go a long way to even being able to do that in our communities. But look at Trump. I mean, I think that it really shows that as a nation, we really have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we'd elect somebody who literally over and over, and that you can't diagnose someone you haven't treated. Trump, we have more information on Trump.
Yeah. That's what
stream of consciousness.
That's why all
tweets,
these psychiatrists,
everything.
Story after story, yep. hundreds of them have
They've
written
got more
duty
information.
To warn, saying, you know, urging Nancy Pelosi, whoever, to put a 72-hour hold
yes.
on him to
yes.
do something. I mean, it's now it's become a mass delusion, and we're pretending this is normal. But let's have Wanda pay a WTF, Donnie. This was from this morning.
Yes.
Okay. What
it's
is
in context, though, so we're going to hear the whole sentence.
What is this?
Your campaign of terror, murder, mayhem will not be tolerated any longer.
Okay, so it's just
oh, my God.
It's tolerated. He also talked about his accomplishments. And then he ended, of course, with, you know.
God bless the United States.
I mean, there's something very.
Oh, my God,
Somebody last night, a doctor, a psychologist said Trump was supposed to address the American people tonight and then canceled. Overmedicated, knew he could not appear calm, psychotic break, some other medical condition. We still don't know why he went to Walter Reed unannounced.
This man, in any other setting, would be immediately evaluated, diagnosed, definitely taken off of, put on work leave.
Right.
You would not allow somebody to continue their normal work duties that is decompensated to this degree.
Right.
It is just, it's unconscionable, and it's the emperor's new clothes. That fact that he is in a position that no one ever imagined could ever be occupied by somebody this severely mentally ill with, and allow him to still be, have a full power.
Yeah. And we always talk about this. We both come from Republican families. The fact that Republicans know this, they know this.
Yes.
They know, they must know more than we do behind closed doors about how profoundly unstable this man is, and it's getting worse.
Well, this is what is so disturbing. This is not politics as usual. This is not partisan. This is not even just sheer patriotic, sensibilities. This is really, they do know. And I can see in the past, Republicans and, you know, many whom we dearly love and adore and are called family members by blood,
right?
They literally do know. And it is that idea of the ends justify the means, which seems to be the sort of banner for the Republican Party at this point.
Well, what makes you to the degree of it's fine to send your own kids to die in war to be able to say that, oh, this is Trump, it's always a win for Trump. This is obviously a bit, people are, right-wingers are saying big win for Trump, obviously, this whole thing.
Well, they have to, because with somebody who has narcissistic personality disorder, if you are not constantly complimenting them and telling them they're the greatest, they're the best, they're the only, it is so exhausting, really, because it's a constant stroking of the ego. So of course the only ones left around Trump are the ones that are the biggest sycophants.
Is that part of narcissistic personality disorder, to the blaming?
Absolutely.
The constant blaming of Obama, the obsession, the never
blaming
making
everyone,
never making a mistake, and never be wrong, knows more than everybody about everything.
That right there is the most dangerous trait, because with that, you have a person that will not, cannot, and doesn't want to learn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And to have somebody as a president of the United States whose job is constantly filtering and managing and taking in and weighing and measure all sorts of information, and someone who won't learn and won't even take input because they are so convinced they know everything. It is so incredibly dangerous.
There's a story an hour, right? But this one I showed you, Wanda, yesterday. Trump's narcissistic rage led him to assassinate Soleimani. Now he could be taking the country to war, according to a Yale psychiatrist. Referring concerns I had regarding Trump leading up to this act of aggression is precisely the psychological danger I warned against, along with more than 800 other mental health professionals who joined me in petitioning Congress to consult with us about this danger. They write, the afflicted person, outraged at the deprivation of the adulation to which one feels entitled, becomes blind to other concerns such as the safety of others.
Absolutely.
Or self. Narcissistic rage. Trump has the real potential to become ever more dangerous as his condition progresses as a threat to and a threat to the safety of our nation. I mean, we've just never confronted this as a nation. Like, the biggest danger to the United States of America is the president of the United
right.
States of America.
Absolutely. And the biggest danger that he has a severe mental illness.
Right.
So you have not just that you have, you know, a psychopath or a sociopath, which you have a lot of those traits and qualities too, but you have somebody that actually has a diagnosable major mental disorder that is not being treated and is being ignored. And look at the consequences, because he will decompensate further, unfortunately. Because one thing a narcissist cannot tolerate is criticism and not being completely right. And
this is what he reacts to things he sees on TV. This is what it, like, right? With the nuclear codes. He's grumpy that's watching something made him mad on Fox.
Right.
And he's... I mean, that's what's just... okay. Rest of this article. Trump's sense of self-worth is entirely dependent on admiration from others. To cope with the resultant hollow and empty feelings from criticism, he reacts with what's referred to as narcissistic rage. Unable to take responsibility for any error, mistake, or failing, he would not only attack the perceived source of his humiliation, but deflect the blame onto others. It's just, textbook, right?
Well, it is textbook. And think of, it's literally, and this is not funny, it's ironic, but he is like, think of a horrible tantrum of a two-year-old where they can't get what they want. They're in the grocery store, they reach for a box of candy, they can't reach it, they fall, and they throw a tantrum on the floor, screaming, pitching a fit, throwing cereal boxes. That's Trump.
That's what it's like shopping with me. One to shop with me a lot. She's referring to my trip to Gelson's.
Yes, other than that Gelson's trip
Sorry, they did not have the brand of tea that I currently like.
And your tea is very important.
I apologize.
Days. But he really literally is the equivalent of a tantrum throwing 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And that is so dangerous when he's
throwing. Impulse control, right? I mean, just no impulse control.
No impulse control. And actually his impulse control will deteriorate, because he needs now to prove that he's presidential, that he's powerful, that
he's
a strong man, he's tough. Because look at who he admires. Look at all the strong men.
Yeah.
And a narcissist only aspires to be a strong man because they are not questioned. They can do what they want. Everyone is a sycophant. Everyone rubber stamps them. They are always
the best. He is a 2-year-old screaming, "You're not the boss of me." And now he's like, "And I'm the boss of everybody."
And I know everything.
By the way, fun fact about Dr. Wanda. When she uses the words like psychopath, she originally started at Charlie Manson's prison.
That's right.
She knows.
She worked in the ADSEG unit of men's maximum security prisons.
What does that stand for?
Across California. Mm-hmm. She was the one that had to say yes. Charlie Manson is still crazy at his evaluation every year. Okay.
Yeah, so I do know psychopath and sociopath very well.
By way of perspective. Okay, that's all.
Just in case
you missed the last happy hour with Dr. Wanda.
AGSED? Is that what it was?
AGSED.
Well, they call it administration segregation.
They're segregated from the rest of the prison population because they're more dangerous than
them. It's the jail within the prison.
Oh, okay.
They had to take your daughter to work day at her prison. That was my favorite thing. She's like, "Tess, put on your stab-proof vest. We're going across the yard."
Oh, my God. That was an episode of Arrested Development. It really was.
No, it's an episode of Dr. Wanda's life.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. And here's the other. Fortunately, still fun fact for Wanda, since nothing bad happened. Yes. But Dr. Wanda, if you're watching on the video, is She looked kind of like Anne Margaret. With Mamba,
nobody under the age of 69 is going to even.
Okay, but drop dead gorgeous with giant happy fun sacks, right?
As you're asking all the gay men,
right? they like a nice rack.
They're spectacular.
Yeah,
thank
I recognize
you very
them.
Much.
Yeah,
yes. What they are.
So one time they were playing basketball. She has to walk across the yard in the men's maximum security prison, and the basketball got away, and Wanda just like got to her, and she just kicked it up back to them like a ninja.
And a perfect arc back into his hands. And the guy looked at me like, he said, "You should be out here playing with us."
I said, I bet.
Which I just kept walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wanda was just, I don't know. That's got to be. So whoever's listening, it's got to be a movie or a TV show. I mean, come on. this whole. But
the
interesting,
things I have seen.
Interesting you brought this up. If psychiatrists explain Trump's admiration for dictators, it comes from the lack of proper parenting. The fragile psychological state of Trump and his supporters was explained by a prominent forensic psychiatrist. What do you make of his affinity for dictators? And she said that he's a tyrant wannabe himself. Mm-hmm. And of course, he would be drawn to those who work the same way he does, have the same desires, and are actually more effective at realizing those desires. It's so blatant, his adoration of these murderous dictators.
Well, they have everything he wants and admires. Yeah. And most people with narcissistic personality disorder, they're problematic. And we kind of live in an era where we've given a lot of credit and value. Look at CEOs.
Right.
They get like 7,000 times the pay mm-hmm. of the average worker. We are in the era where we've mistakenly believed that some people's value is so great that it is worth harming the rest of the population to protect them and to elevate them and to give them special privileges and entitlement and acknowledgement.
And different rules.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Different rules. And it is so dangerous, but any person with a narcissistic personality disorder, they're going to gravitate towards positions where they can exercise unlimited power or influence destruction of other people, because they really, they're not burdened by empathy or sympathy or compassion. They're just simply not burdened by it. They don't register it.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever been so blatant, has it? Just someone that is just absolutely me, or you just,
not in the White House.
Everything he says and does is just absolutely his own self-interest and what makes him look good or what makes someone else look bad. I mean, here's the final headline. Trump's severe mental impairments now unleashing global catastrophes, according to psychiatrists. Yeah. So they said he demonstrated his private and public behavior. He is mentally unwell. The pressures of the impeachment process have only worsened Trump's condition. There will be no bottom. Gulp. Trump's mental decompensation, the word you just used, associated downward spiral will only get worse. This is both a national and a global crisis. And here's the most terrible. The Yale psychiatrist, he will not go gentle into that good night. He will rage at the passing of the light. And what that rage will do to international relations is too scary to contemplate. And that's where, why do we get to your advice for the rest of us in our mental breakdowns around this, around what he's going to do? I was getting anxiety looking at the empty presidential podium going, what the fuck is this lunatic going to say now? Mm-hmm. What is he going to do?
Well, and this puts this is the thing about anyone with a narcissistic personality disorder. Because they lack compassion, because they lack empathy, they're not feeling what the impact of what they're doing on anyone else. They're not registering it. But everyone else has to register it. Yeah. Everyone else is reality testing correctly. And Trump, and when you look at it, just from the criteria that is he reality testing properly?
Right.
You know, mental health 101. He's not.
Yeah.
When you're in that position and your only concern is yourself, you're not dealing with the reality of your position, the reality of your role in the world. He's not reality testing accurately.
Yeah. So
reality is that reality testing. What exactly?
Reality testing is, are you disconnected? It's like when he said, you know, his tweet about after the bombs dropped that, you know, all's well. It's like, how disconnected from reality can you be?
When the families of the people there don't even know, so far so good. Like, they don't even know, like, what's happened yet.
Right.
Or, you know, and the terror of the people that were just under missile attack, even if they weren't injured, to just, but so when it gets to where, what do you counsel your patients? And we love, because Wanda lives in Australia with her new, very young spouse. Not to judge. I mean, God bless her.
God bless me.
Hold that thought, Dr. Wanda. If you are experiencing a little a psychological stress due to Trumpageddon.
Yeah.
It happens.
Is it aging you? Is it aging your face?
Yes.
It was me. So in addition to my Christmas nap, I am putting on some more Plexiderm right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because preserve what you have, improve what you have. Plexiderm is amazing, right? You put it under your eyes, and it, like magic. What do you call it? Anything you got there.
Crow's wrinkles. Feet.
Crow's
bags.
Feet. Bags, yes. Ugh. Not all my baggage is emotional.
No.
Nope.
I got bags, right? It is like magic in a bottle. You would not believe how fast it works.
And it's crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
I thought it was some trickery. I thought it was some sorcery, those TV commercials.
We don't have a budget for special effects around here.
No. We can't afford trickery. So we just, you have, I'm telling you, this is why all the sexy liberals are raving about it, because it works so fast. It's an invisible serum, mm-hmm. clinically studied. And by the way, this is a deal, because most people know good face stuff, it gets expensive.
Yeah, it does.
This deal is amazing for this. This is not just, you know, some kind of drugstore, whatever, cold cream you pick up.
No.
This is amazing potion. Triplexiderm.com. See what we're talking about. Go to triplexiderm.com. Use my code SEXYLIBERAL. You get 50% off plus an additional $10 off.
Whoa,
that is
what?
A bar and a goon, separately and together.
Deals.
Bar goon. Thank you. Okay. Or you can call them, 800-685-1292. Mention the code SEXYLIBERAL. Plexiderm backed by 30-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. See what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Nothing to lose except for your wrinkles and bags.
Thank you. Triplexiderm.com. That was a little ham-handed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Type in SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. Triplexiderm.com. The code is SEXYLIBERAL. But we were saying, you were laughing about, like, that I keep texting you stories about the fires in Australia. Like, don't go back there.
God.
You can't go back. And then your spouse is texting you, don't stay in America. Yeah. It's not safe. Yes. Donald Trump starting World
Literally
War III.
At the same time, I get this text from Stephanie in the other room. And 18 hours ahead, my mm-hmm. spouse in Australia is literally, oh, my God, get out of there. Get out of America. Yeah. World War III. You're going to, it's dangerous. You can't be there. Stephanie's like, sending me pictures. Yeah. It's an inferno. It's hell in Australia.
Yeah. He and I are having a Wanda grudge match.
Yeah.
There's going to be no rematch.
Huh? He knows better, because technically it's tomorrow in Australia. So
he knows what's going to happen here.
He sees the future.
Trump may already have started World War III in Australia.
That's so, yes.
And oh, my God. But seriously, I mean, you have a global sort of, you know, counseling practice. You have patients that you do
all over
phone sessions all over the world. And but it really does feel like we keep playing jokingly the end of the world and as we know it as our theme song, because it feels like it. Australia is burning. Trump is starting World War III. There's, you know, gun massacres every other day. I mean, I think, how do you counsel people to deal with it psychologically when there's so much chaos?
Well, first of all, you have to be able to take a break and kind of separate it out and say, okay, I am a global citizen. I am an informed individual. I want to know. So there's time you're going to put towards knowing that. And in our society now with the 24/7, it's not tough to plug into that. The tough part is to unplug from it.
Yeah.
And I think in this environment, people all over the world literally have to almost stop and get a little local in their perspective, that enjoy your home, mm-hmm. your family, your pets. You walk out the door, look at those trees and that beautiful flower, and go for a walk and do some of the life balance, which in an emergency situation, by definition, is going to be skewed. So don't beat yourself up if you can't get it immediately, but any little bit you can add in.
Well, we've been doing this. You and I have been
all
because
week.
You've seen me. Wanda was taking care of me this whole last week in my post-surgical, you know, my Christmas nap recovery.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But, and also because I was on vacation, you're right, I did sort of a health reset, but also like a mental reset.
Mm-hmm. Here's, you have to.
Wanda and I'll give you a tip. We watched a lot of crappy Christmas movies.
Yes, we did.
And let me just tell you, they're all the same actors in the same plot.
Yeah.
Every like single one.
I'm
the
not
Hallmark
kidding.
Channel movies?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Lifetime movies suck ass, but they're so fantastically bad that they're like, and they're the same. You're like, oh, there must be like Christmas movie actor auditions because they're all the same.
They're
We're like, that
the
was
people.
The girl in the other crappy Christmas.
I have a friend who produces those and a friend who writes those. I know all about what's going on there.
Yeah. And Wanda and I just live to mock them. We're like, wait, are you telling me they end up together? Oh, you mean, oh, the people who were fighting? Like, oh, my God, over the Christmas tree? Oh, my God.
My friend who writes them, literally, he's like, I'll go watch a movie and be like, oh, that was a good movie. How can I make it dumb and stupid for Hallmark Channel?
Well, and all the sitcom.
Fill in Lifetime.
All the sitcom moms and all the sitcom daughters from the 80s are now starring
That's
in
true.
These movies.
Yes. That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, but you're right. For me, Travis, just taking a break. I mean, it's hard to fucking escape your phone alert. So you can't really escape what's happening. Ooh. But just for me mentally, watching, like, I love Mrs. Maisel. I love, like, just stuff that, or a crappy movie, just but that a certain time
or
of night
music.
I go, okay, I get the news. I've seen the story. I get to the point where I'm watching the same shows over. I'm like, oh, it's Matto again. Where you just go, I have to.
You need a timeout.
So, yeah, for me. And
tune it out.
I picked a fuck of a time to quit drinking, didn't I?
Yeah, she turned out well.
Well, even last night, you gave me startled response because you texted me one more story. And I'm like, I thought I got it.
I was a joke. I was saying, obviously, there's one more. Yeah. Oh, and also, Trump started World War III yesterday.
Yeah, that doesn't come through on text.
Yeah.
Sorry, I used the wrong emoticon.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I was like, what did I miss?
Was there another Travis has over-startled response.
Did we respond? Yeah. Did we fire back?
But you look at that. I mean, actually, what you're demonstrating is part of this.
Yeah.
That everyone's got heightened responses, mm-hmm. heightened emotional responses.
We're going to have over-startled response for the rest of our fucking lives.
Oh, we are. And guess what? Because when Trump got on the scene, McConnell, Graham, all of the actors, once they got on the scene, people already had stressors in their life.
Yeah.
Hi, sweet pea.
Oh, Jamie loves one of his tits so much.
She does. She sleeps.
She plunges into them every night, seriously.
Motorboats them.
Yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. Unless you've been motorboated by a dog, don't knock it.
I let her.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
No, but you know, this is all part of it, that everybody already has their day-to-day stressors.
Yeah.
Their work,
right, life stress.
Family,
yep.
love, you know, illness.
What? Life, family, and love?
I just eliminated love stress. Oh, okay. There's just nothing going on. Yeah. Nothing. You know, barren, empty wasteland.
Same here.
No,
yeah.
Not true. But that's part of it, that we all already were dealing with.
Yeah.
Life was already overwhelming and stressful and fast-paced and all of that. And then you add this on top of it.
Yeah.
And this is hard because you talk about the international perspective. Literally, my patients from around the world, the number one topic for the last 2 years still is stress that has triggered by something Trump has said, done, doing.
Psychiatrists all over the world are saying that.
World. It literally is. It is impacting because think of this way. It's literally like if you had been in a traumatic situation, you were completely stressed, and then you got out of that situation. And America's been in that position many times, you know, where we feel like, okay, got out of that one.
Right.
But Trump literally is the worst version of anything we've ever gotten out of.
Yeah.
We've never been here before.
Yeah.
And because we are looked at the rest of the world as the calm one, the sensible one, the one with grit, they get, you know, do it.
We're not used to being
good guys.
We're not used to being
good guys.
Right, the bad guys.
We're
literally the laughing stock of the world.
We're not used to being incompetent idiots, you know, and it's ridiculous. And it's actually the impact for our allies has been severe. And I have a lot of patients in our allied countries. It's really impacted people.
Well, you wouldn't believe how many people if anyone in the entire world can comment on this, how many people call every day and said, you're keeping me sane. Because if anyone knows I'm tethered to my own sanity, it's you.
And I've got your sanity tethered down here.
You people better be fucking grateful that my best friend happens to be a brilliant psychologist. That's not an accident. Because, no, but people, right, they say you're
the
only thing keeping me sane. Travis every day goes, oh, my God, I feel like Mueller. Mm-hmm. I keep trying to print your show prep, and he keeps doing more impeachable offenses.
We're like
Lucy and Ethel in the chocolate factory.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You've seen me, my stress level, and this is why you're my best friend, because even though I was a stressy fucking bitch to you before surgery, because I was stressed about my mom and the surgery and work stuff and this stuff and Trump stuff, and I just... honestly, and then this is why I did the health reset, because you start to really go, it's not a glass of wine every night. It's like three or four.
Right.
And so that's why it is a weird time to stop drinking, but I just, because of the surgery, I had to. And so you've seen me sort of reset
eating
healthy, no alcohol, no, you know, I didn't do caffeine. I'm doing, much less now, but just stuff. Honestly, you have got to try to take care of yourself and the people you love, or we will not survive this.
Absolutely not.
We've already lost people we love due to this combination of stuff you're talking about, plus perhaps a substance problem or something you had previously. And so it's
a confluence of events that every other thing that has ever been a stressor in your life gets triggered. And it becomes like the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
All of us can manage stress. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are certain positive stress that, you know, if it's at a certain level, it's a positive thing. But when it gets to the point where it's chronic and it's never ending, and that's where you have to really put those pause buttons in it. And even for you this week, for example, a great example, I mean, literally, we started listening to music. Stuff used to be, you know, listen to all this great music.
Right.
We find, you know, turn off the TV, listen to music, talk. We went for walks.
Yeah. Well, because I said, when I had a partner, we'd, turn off the news and turn on music and cook and talk and have wine, you know.
So that's what we did.
But then I thought,
wine.
Like, if you don't have a partner, you got to do it for yourself. I started going, you can stay. I was like, we used to watch shows together. We'd do Sopranos night and Sex and the City night or whatever. But I thought, like, you know what? We watched Mrs. Maisel, mm-hmm. and I was like, you can do stuff for yourself. It's like you stop waiting to go like, oh, if I had this, I'd be less stressed. Or if I did this, I just thought, okay, I got to take control of this because I'm at a point where I'm so stressed out. And I, you know, look, I was talking, you know, I'm going, is it normal to have explosive diarrhea every morning?
No,
maybe it's a combination of stress, too much wine the night before, and too much coffee in the morning to counteract the too much wine. So,
and your new plant-based diet.
Right, but that, but also I've gotten off acid reflux medicine, allergy medicine. I mean, it is amazing that like you say, one of the stuff that you use to cope with the stress is the stuff you need to look at, because it just, even though you think it's helping, it can make it worse.
It just can creep up. And if you look at it like what you did, and that's where people just, it can be something very simple.
Yeah.
You take one habit that's, you know, okay, at a certain time of night, I'm going to listen to music, or I'm going to, you interrupt it. It's like interrupting a pain cycle physically.
Or turn off the news and go watch something fun. Yeah. Watch a funny movie. Watch
cartoons.
Call a friend. Right. Say, go talk to a neighbor. Yeah. Go help someone out. Go volunteer.
Go have your dog motorboat you.
Yes. Yeah. Play with your own boobies. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever makes you happy and reduces your stress. But the reality is you have to put that pause button in there, because otherwise that pain cycle, like a physical cycle of pain, just builds on itself and becomes intolerable. And your coping mechanisms then become more and more unhealthy and unsafe and contribute to the problem. Then it becomes a vicious cycle.
And, you know, because I've talked about this a lot, knowing that wine was a problem, but I thought I wouldn't have done this if I didn't have to for the surgery. But it was kind of a gift, because you go, you do this reset, and then you go, oh, now I can start to feel my body and my whatever more. Mm-hmm. And I think it, you know, that's important right now, because I think because you're right, all the people I know and love, I've never seen people's stress levels this high over the combination of Trump
and
everything
else. None of us are at our best when to live in survival mode. And that's essentially what you've reduced everyone to, not only for the very real economic factors and the policies from our environment and all of that. I mean, there are so many reasons to already be stressed. We have, but on top of it, you add this thing that it's nobody seems to be in charge. Yeah. You know, we always had a sense where at least we've got our scientists, or we've got our experts, and we can always bring in the best experts and problem solve. Right now, we've got a person in one of the most influential, powerful positions in the world that says, I won't listen to anyone.
Yeah.
I don't care about anyone else, and I won't listen to anyone else.
Yeah.
And it is, talk about an existential threat, where people feel like I'm in survival mode. Am I going to survive?
And the funny thing is, Travis and all these guys keep asking me every day, are you drinking yet? Aren't you drinking now? And I'm like, but the funny thing is, I've never said never. Like, I'm never going to, but it's sometimes that's a reset, as you go, if you need to recalibrate the amount, get your tolerance down or whatever. I've never said never, but I just think it's, you know, and as you know, I mean, I've lost two good friends this year, and it's just, it's so important to just, again, you know, we got to, and take care of, like, reach out. I think that's the other thing, is reach out to people that you love, because you never know, like, what degree, right?
And to just strangers on the street, because the reality is, look, and especially the populations that are so targeted by Trump's policies.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. When you look at from day one, from campaigning Trump to today, all of the communities that, from the media to LGBTQIA+, you know, every community that has been targeted by Trump has extra stress, because they literally are in survival mode.
Teachers and parents are saying kids crying, kids being bullied. The incidences, everything have gone way up. Kids chanting Trump and build the wall at Mexican kids. I mean, it's you're right. It is. I feel like we've just never been as a country subjected to this degree of just meanness and abject cruelty for the sake of cruelty, and racism and bigotry and just every kind of ugliness.
Hatred, every hatred.
Name calling, just like,
And
hatred.
That's why when you look at it, you know, not to Marianne Williams and you today. but she did have a point in that. Yes, thank you, Marianne.
Talk into the crystal.
Yeah.
There is a point, the power of love. We'll rescue
Marianne Williams has sat right in that chair, so we don't
mock.
And it's easy to mock that in a soundbite, but the reality is, there's, when you have that much hatred, I mean, hatred on steroids, I mean, global, just so extreme, the antidote to it is the counterbalance,
right,
which is compassion, mm-hmm, kindness, yeah, love. Each of us, when I have a stranger in my day that, yeah, is kind to me, mm-hmm, or I smile at someone and you can see they're
people
kind
just
of
start crying.
Relieved. Well, often.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, they often do.
I always say one who was a great psychologist before she even went to, went to a spa once. We were hiking, and every woman that she would end up hiking with that came to the bottom of the hill was like weeping. She's like, "What did you do to that lady?" And she's like, "I just listened about her life."
That's all you need sometimes, yeah, though. That's all you need.
Well, yes, and just that's that compassion. And you know what? In some ways, and I know this is probably the toughest one, but we have to also have some compassion for our deranged brothers and sisters who, mm-hmm, have been hijacked essentially by a cult leader.
Yeah.
They are in a cult. Mm-hmm. I look at a lot of the Republicans right now, and that's the other thing that's not being talked about. The narcissism and all of that, it's dangerous. But look at what happens when you have a, yeah, narcissistic personality disorder, has some charisma, yeah, and some power. You got Jim Jones, mm-hmm, you've got David Koresh, you've got cult leaders, and, yeah, he is a cult leader.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do. I alternate. I always call you Wandy Gandhi because you are a very Gandhi-esque. I alternate between fuck you if you voted for Trump. And but also, Wanda, and I'm not saying you and I know anything about this, but you know when you have a friend that maybe is making, oh, let's just say, an unwise romantic choice? And then you welcome them back lovingly after that. And, oh, honey, welcome home. We, mm-hmm, right?
Well, one would hope that, because who
you
wants
didn't know
to,
she was crazy.
Who wants to come back into, who's going to want to come back towards something where it's like, oh, you're the biggest idiot
we
ever.
Talked about this. Who wants to wallow in a bunch of I told you so?
Exactly.
We both experienced this in our, yes, lives where you go, you know, you're friends and we have to look at our fellow Americans, hopefully. Like, and we've all been duped. I've been duped by a con man in my life. I've been lied to. We've all been.
We all have. And that's where I think, you know, and it's separating out a little bit between the very conscious bad actors like Lindsey Graham and, you know, Stephen Miller and those people where they know they're doing something harmful. They're, yeah, relishing it. They're, yeah, enjoying it. They're the psychopaths. They, yeah, they are actually enjoying, yeah, the harm they have
you
over
can,
people.
Because you've been here for 40 years of it. But I've had, just let's say, one in particular ex that has committed literally felonies against
us. Yes,
someone, well, I was very close to personally and professionally ended up in prison. I'm just saying we have all, right, mm-hmm, fallen for something or
every
somebody that we didn't know
it.
Was crazy or didn't know was, if you know, had ill intentions. I mean,
if you have a loving heart.
What's that, Chris? I'm sorry. You seem to be staring straight ahead.
No, I've experienced it too.
You seem to be rocking in a catatonic position.
Very recently.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
No, and we are, because we all are susceptible to that.
But it doesn't make you stupid. That's why we can't make people feel like they're stupid.
But it also
know?
Makes you take this more in a personal way because you have experienced it in your own life.
Yes.
And now you're seeing it in this context.
Yes.
And it's like, oh shit, I know exactly what this game is.
Yes, exactly.
You recognize it.
Right.
And it,
well, that's
it's like
learning
a PTSD
from your past mistakes.
Yeah, but it's,
it,
yeah,
it is PTSD, and that's why we're all triggered, because guess what? You don't get through life without having some trauma,
right,
for
yeah.
the most part. Mm-hmm. And all
so, it's a part of life.
It's part of life, and we stigmatize it to such a degree that we don't see it as just something we all deal with, we all have to be compassionate with others, and more than anything, we have to have systems in place that actually support and help human beings thrive. We have the most anti-human thriving systems ever.
Right. Well, you know, but the other thing, it's, I think you've hit on something really important, because we keep saying that about how do we get these people back, you know, in terms of, and some of them I do think are lost. I mean, people that use the N-word and are truly just racist, sexist,
absolutely.
Horrible people, like, fuck that.
And we're
some
not
of them we're never going to, you know.
They're not that. But there are people we know.
Right. That are good people.
They're good people. You're intelligent. There's something that's reachable.
But that's the big thing they keep saying, is that because one of the reasons for Trump is that they think we look down on them. The whole Joel Stein's book, elites, like with liberal elites. And that's the thing I was saying. Look at the book, Smart Women, Foolish Choices. What I'm saying is the people in this room are some of the smartest people I know. We've all made disastrous mistakes and trusted the wrong people. And that's the thing, is to go, like, we're not calling you stupid because you fell for him.
No,
you
know, like, it's more like, sweetheart, I feel you.
I
understand how you
there.
Could. We've been there, how you could fall for such a horrible person who doesn't care for you, but you believed what they said.
Right.
They had nice words.
But it's also like, I have a friend back home in Fresno, and she literally watches Fox News. She's
yeah,
influenced by all of these things. And like one day she said, well, we can still be friends, can't we?
Yeah.
Like the thought never crossed my mind that we couldn't be friends.
Yes, right.
It's like I realize that you have this problem that you watch fake news, mm-hmm, and you're misinformed, and your point of view is skewed because you're not living in a fact-based, mm-hmm, world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned for you.
You saw Bombshell. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
But I mean, I've said this before because of my, God bless her, 96-year-old Fox News watching Trump-loving mom. It's just, Fox News is one of the biggest evils and poisons in this country because it really, I mean, we had the documentary that, you know, brainwashing of my dad, you know, Democratic Union guy, mm-hmm, his whole life, mm-hmm, started watching Fox News, became a complete right-wing reactionary.
Where you have to see it as
poison.
A cult. It's a
yeah.
cult.
Yeah.
And right now, if we don't treat the Republican Party as a dangerous cult,
yeah,
we're going to do that at our own peril, because we cannot look at this as politics as usual. But it is a dangerous cult.
Yeah.
And it's like the dangerous cult that's about ready to make everybody drink, you know, the Kool-Aid yeah. with cyanide in it.
What is the process of getting someone out of a cult and deprogramming them?
That one is a very, very tricky thing to do, because when you first, usually you literally have to kind of kidnap right. them or separate them out.
Mm-hmm. We can do that.
Yes.
So well, Fox
we're not
for
we're
your
not
mom.
A nation of laws anymore.
Yes, that's
the
right.
The Fox blocker.
Thank God yeah. Trump has ushered in our
right.
new
what's
era
a little
of
compared to what he does?
Laws.
What's a little kidnapping?
Yes. No, but
sometimes you find yourself in a burlap sack.
Yes. But you'll love us later.
Yeah.
But you literally do have to separate people out from that constant.
Mm-hmm.
Constant voice yeah. in their ear and that disinformation. And you see that for most people, as soon as you separate them out, the person that's been in the cult, they have no, it's like up is down and down is up. They have yeah. no way.
Their
reality testing.
Perception has been
their
so
perception
fucked up.
Is so skewed yeah. and they've lived in such a skewed universe with
yeah.
with just made up rules and made uh-huh. up information for so long. Their reality testing, and this is where a whole group of people can demonstrate craziness or
right.
crazy behavior.
Mass delusion.
It
yeah.
is mass hysteria, mass delusion.
Jim Jones, I always think of that.
Exactly.
That,
that's exactly what this
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
also like that we keep hearing the term echo chamber. When you are living in an echo chamber that reinforces your mm-hmm. beliefs. And that's part of that's the good and the bad, I think, of social media, is that you can go into your Twitter feed and have your beliefs reaffirmed
yes.
to you.
Because you can block out those beliefs
yes.
that don't affirm
correct
beliefs.
And you never have to deal with that cognitive dissonance of,
right.
okay, I believed this, but that sounds like a kind of interesting mm-hmm. point. I'm open to new information. Let me check that out.
Yeah.
Right.
That takes a pretty strong
I vote
ego.
For Dr. Wanda to run the mass deprogramming camp.
Yes.
yes.
I would gladly do that.
I'll be there for the jokes.
It would be the honor and privilege of my entire lifetime.
Everybody, right? We all can serve.
Yes.
We'll all go serve in the deprogramming camps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I need my Marianne Williamson music again before we go, because I'm just saying this could be that I'm not drinking, or speaking of delusions. So now Wanda took a picture the other night of Jamie on the couch.
Oh, yes.
And there was what was it, Wanda? An apparition.
There was this apparition. It was this, you know how they take pictures and you see
yes.
like of a spirit?
Right.
It was this big floating white. You could see through it because you could see Stephanie and Mai's feet, and it was touching
yes.
each of our toes, and
yes.
then it spread out through Jamie, and you could see Jamie behind it. It was this white, milky apparition.
We
think it was,
we see this photo?
We think it was
yes,
Max.
Yes. Oh, I have it.
We think it was
I
Max.
I can show it to you.
We think
we
Max,
need to post that.
My dearly
you
departed Max
post that.
Is visiting.
I think it's a lens flare.
Okay, we'll post that one.
I think
no,
Max
I
is pissed
it.
That I'm not, that I didn't know about Farmer's dog food before he left. Okay, and then also, what are the chances that Wanda and I... Oh, no, keep going.
So you
both have a weird, like, right ear clog. And so we think aliens came down and ear-fucked both
okay,
of us.
Okay, honey, you're just undercutting our entire happy hour with the reality
yeah.
testing time.
Although, my left ear is plugged up.
We've
so
all gotten ear-fucked by my poltergeist.
Right.
Yes, I think I was ear-fucked in my left ear.
Okay, what I want to know is, why aren't we pretty enough for anal probes? Why
you
didn't
know,
you ear-fuck?
Or didn't they ask our preferences?
Right? Do you like it in the ear or in the ass?
Yes. Or
Jesus.
Both.
Me too. Time's up, poltergeist.
Nobody ever asked me.
Yeah, right?
Oh, just
sorry. Fuck up, little feller.
Just get you a Himalayan salt lamp and that'll fix everything.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Wanda, thanks for being my best friend for 40 flarvin
so
years,
much.
Which is weird
thank
now that
you
I'm
for being mine.
Now
I
that I'm 25
you.
After Dr. Nicole,
that's
it's
right.
weird. I said I've known Wanda for 40 years. I'm like, I thought you were. I was like, oh.
Well,
We met in kindergarten.
Garden.
No? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right. I'll just be your mother in subsequent years.
Don't go back to Australia. It's on fire.
Oh, tell him your one thing.
What?
God, send me a sign if Wanda shouldn't go back to Australia.
Yes. Isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Don't you think this is a critical time in this Trumpageddon that I need my brilliant psychologist best friend to stay with me?
You should let her.
God, if there's any reason Wanda should not go back to Australia, just don't.
Just give me a sign.
No!
Just any kind of sign.
I'm just saying.
Interesting.
No pressure.
That was a big sign.
I'm like your personal koala. I'm just like, oh, no.
Latched onto her face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like a face-sucking alien.
Yeah.
All right. It's also ear-fucking, apparently.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, that's what happened.
I'm an ear-fucking alien. I like it in the ear. Mm. They didn't need to ask me. I like it.
Oh, God.
I like a good loud.
Oh, God.
What's that?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, at least something is fucking me. That's all. I love
Ghost
you.
And Trump.
I love you, Dr. Wanda, my best friend.
I love you, sweetness. Aww.
Happy, happy hour.
A new year. It's the perfect opportunity to take your business to the next level by hiring the right people. But finding qualified candidates can be challenging. ZipRecruiter.com/begin makes it easy. ZipRecruiter sends your job to more than 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes and finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlighting the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/begin. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BEGIN. ZipRecruiter.com/begin. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.